Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In our program this week, I've got both Steve Taylor, the Executive Director of the Missouri Beef Industry Council, as well as Terry Jo Edding, who is in charge of their nutrition programs. And first of all, I'm going to start with Steve. Steve, I think we're getting closer to a new food guide pyramid or some version of a food guide from USDA. Tell us what you know about it.
Well, it's one of those things where it could be any day now as far as USDA is concerned. They've said early April, which is where we are, obviously. But it's important that the beef industry has been busy over the last more than a year and a half, probably longer, making sure that we've got messages about the positive contributions of beef to a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle and even to chronic disease prevention included in some of the materials that are being developed to help consumers understand and utilize those dietary guidelines. And then, of course, the next big thing is the food guide, which is going to be some version of the pyramid or some other graphic. We're not even sure exactly what it's going to be, but the message about nutrient-rich foods is going to fit beef very well because we know that beef is classified as a nutrient-rich food. We know that the message we've always talked about, balance in your calorie intake versus your exertion of physical activity, is an important part of the message that those guidelines are going to convey. And then again, the role of food and different nutrients in preventing chronic disease or controlling chronic disease. Again, lots of research, partially funded through the checkoff and partly a lot of outside and independent research verifies that beef really does have a role to play there too.
Thank you, Steve. I understand the Missouri Beef Industry Council is promoting the importance of beef and a healthy diet this week at the Missouri League for Nursing annual meeting that's going on at Tantera in Osage Beach. Turning now to Terry Jo Edding, who's the Nutrition Education Director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. Why is this an important event for the Beef Council?
Well, it's really important to get to the conference at the Ozarks. There's over 500 nurses that do come. And being an exhibitor is so important because you can get your message out. And last year was very effective. We did a questionnaire, and the nurses were very surprised, and I actually told a few of the nurses to go home and check their own nutrition labels of their olive oil because they're very shocked to see that beef can be just as healthy as olive oil, especially when it comes to the fatty acid profile.
So what type of information will you have at your exhibit?
Actually, yeah, always be exhibiting health information and recipes. They love recipes. But most importantly is on the exhibit, it's going to have many questions about beef. You know, the nutrients, like we have 9 nutrients that are in beef versus many of the other nutrients that are not in other proteins that really show that beef is the king nutrient choice to choose. And also just talk about the 19 lean cuts, how important they are, and you know how to actually relay some of these restaurant names versus the names in the grocery stores and see if they can start identifying those.
I'd like to thank both Steve Taylor and Terry Jo Edding for being with us in this Missouri Beef Industry Council report. And for the Missouri Beef Industry Council, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.